This is Navin Eldridge, and you're listening to BPR News. Experts predict the upcoming fall leaf season in western North Carolina will be considerably better from last year's, and you can thank all the rain the region's received in 2017 for that. The time of year when the mountains finally shed the dark green of their canopy is fast approaching. In early autumn, they'll take on brilliant shades of yellow, red, and brown. The region has long been known for its fall leaf season and has built a growing tourism industry around it. Western Carolina University gives an official forecast of the season each year, and Dr. Beverly Collins heads it up.
I think it will actually be a fairly typical season this season. I think it will be a pretty good color. Obviously, the storm that has come through has knocked off some of the leaves. In spots, there might be a thinner canopy or a less colorful canopy than there would have been. But overall, I think it's going to be a pretty good fall season.
Even though she describes this year as a typical one for leaves, don't let her fool you. It is different. In the last few years, Dr. Collins accurately predicted the seasons would be less than colorful, due in large part to prolonged drought, as well as, you guessed it, climate change.
This was a very good year for photosynthesis, and so in some years like this one, we'll get lucky. It will be a good year for leaves and plants to grow, and some years it's not going to be so good.
Although the region's last few leaf seasons proved to be duller than normal, the downturn seemed to have no impact whatsoever on its tourism industry. In fact, the mountains enjoyed a record fall season last year, according to Western's Dr. Steve Morse, professor of tourism and hospitality.
I think the fall foliage phenomenon is more driven by seasonality and tradition. A lot of families want to take their fall weekend trips, so we're looking for a very strong October. I'm looking for increases up to 3.5% over last year's October.
Each year, Dr. Morse looks at the total amount of hotel bookings in the region as part of his ongoing research of the industry. And each year, he finds that industry outperforms the last in terms of growth. He says this year will be no different.
Every October has gone up in the last 7 years as far as hotel room sales. To come here, whether or not it's bright colors or not, is still a great phenomenon to look at. The most visited national park here, 3 national forests in the area give you unbelievable access to it. So people are still going to come.
According to a recent report by the North Carolina Division of Tourism, the top 4 counties to see an increase in tourism spending over last year include Cherokee, Watauga, Jackson, and Macon, proving that for all of this year's gray skies, there is a silver lining, and it comes in the form of fall colors. For BPR News, I'm Davin Eldridge.